This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasad with the news, the headlines first. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Do and General Secretary to answer the questions raised during the Central Committee meeting. National Assembly members urge the government to adopt necessary measures to save people from coronavirus, and at least 20 people die and over a dozen sustain injuries in a stampede during a church service at a stadium in northern Tanzania. Now the news in detail. Ruling Nepal Communist Party Chairman Do and party's General Secretary are scheduled to answer the queries raised during the party's Central Committee meeting. Deputy Chief of the Publicity Department, Surya Thapa, informed that party chairs KP Sharma Oli, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and General Secretary Bishnu Paudel would answer the questions raised by the Central Committee members in the last day of ongoing meeting since 4 days in Kathmandu. The political and organizational report, along with the proposal of party statute amendment presented by party chair Dahal and General Secretary Paudel, had received various questions and suggestions from 15 different groups. Meanwhile, Nepal Communist Party Secretariat meeting is on the way at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata to discuss the issues raised in the Central Committee meeting. Nepal Communist Party said the discussion is on the way to put forth parallel views in the ongoing Central Committee meeting. The members in today's meeting of National Assembly have urged the government to adopt the necessary measures to save people from coronavirus and implement the constitutional right of the people to get fundamental health treatment. Speaking at a special hour of the Assembly, Nepali Congress lawmaker Radheshyam Adhikari complained the government of not providing medicines free of costs as per the constitutional provision of right to health. He further informed about discrimination in education in private and public schools. Similarly, another lawmaker of Nepali Congress, Ramesh Chong Rai Mazi, also drew the attention of government to prevent the coronavirus in Nepal. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Agni Prasad Sapkot, has expressed his commitment to work honestly to maintain dignity of the supreme bodies of people's representatives. Sapkota, elected the speaker unopposed, was the member of the International Relations Committee of the House of Representatives. He also expressed his determination to work round the clock in the development, expansion and the strengthening of democracy. At a program organized this morning by the committee to bid him farewell and congratulate him on the election of the speaker, he said he would not compromise with anyone against patriotism and integrity. The government has informed it will rescue Nepalese living and working in Hubei province of China, which has been severely hit by the spread of the coronavirus. Issuing a statement today, the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing has urged the Nepalese to return home. The embassy has also communicated to all the Nepalese through social media platform WeChat. The statement said efforts were on to charter an airplane to airlift the Nepalese, and the details would be made public as soon as the work would finalized. The form is available in the website of the Embassy of Nepal, and the embassy has urged all the Nepalese to fill the form individually. Two people died while 9 others were injured in 2 separate road accidents that took place in the district yesterday. A man of around 30 years old died when a motorcycle was hit by a passenger bus coming from the opposite direction in Tharkari Chowk of Ratnanagar Municipality 3. The disease is yet to be identified. The bus driver has been taken into custody for necessary action. Likewise, in another accident that took place at Kairahani Municipality 3, an 8-month-old child died while 9 others were injured. Police said the accident took place when a passenger bus heading towards Kathmandu from Jaleshwar hit a truck coming from the same direction. The deceased is the son of Gundo Mandal of Manu Rasa 6 in Mahotari, and the condition of the 2 injured is reported to be critical. They are undergoing treatment at Chitwan Medical College and other medical centres. The World Wetland Day is also being marked in Nepal by organizing various programs. According to Department of Wildlife Conservation and National Park, the slogan Wetland and Biodiversity has been set to stress on the conservation of wildlife and biodiversity in Nepal by systematically managing the wetlands. The day is marked coinciding 2nd February 1971 when a small group of environmentalists signed an international agreement at the Ramsar Convention in Iran. Each year, the government agencies, non-governmental organizations and group of citizens at all levels of the community taken advantage of the opportunity to undertake actions aimed at raising public awareness of wetland values and benefits. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates. At least 20 people have been killed and over a dozen injured in a stampede during a church service at a stadium in northern Tanzania. Hundreds of people packed at a stadium on Saturday evening in Moshi town near the slopes of Mount Kilimanjaro and crushed each other as they rushed to get anointed with blessed oil. Mosi District Commissioner Kipi Awairoba told Reuters by telephone that 20 people died and 16 others were injured in the incident. Five of those killed were children. Pastor Boniface Mwaposa has been drawing huge crowds by promising prosperity and cure for disease to worshippers who walk on what he describes as blessed oil during his church services. Authorities fear that their toll could rise due to the size of the crowd and dark conditions when the stampede occurred. A man has died of the coronavirus in the Philippines, which is the first confirmed fatality of the virus outside China. The patient was a 44-year-old Chinese man from Wuhan in Hubei province, where the virus was first detected. The World Health Organization said he appeared to have been infected before arriving in the Philippines. More than 300 people have died in the outbreak so far, the vast majority from Hubei, and more than 14,000 people have been infected. The US, Australia, and an increasing number of other countries have barred the arrival of foreigners from China and are requiring their own citizens to undergo quarantine. The number of coronavirus cases worldwide has overtaken that of the similar SARS epidemic, which spread to more than 24 countries in 2003. Vietnam Airlines and Vietjet Air will resume flights to Hong Kong, Taiwan and Macau from today. The companies came to this decision after the Hanoi eased restrictions over virus concerns. Vietnam on Saturday declared a public health emergency over the coronavirus epidemic and said it would hold all flights to and from China, including Hong Kong, Macau and Taiwan. Late on Saturday, Vietnam's Civil Aviation Authority lifted ban on flights to Taiwan, and on Sunday it said carriers could also temporarily operate flights to Hong Kong and Macau. Flights to mainland China were still strictly suspended. National Form Vietnam Airlines in its Sunday statement said flights, however, from Hanoi to Hong Kong and Macau would be suspended starting from February 5th. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Duo and General Secretary to answer the questions raised during the Central Committee meeting. National Assembly members urge the government to adopt necessary measures to save people from coronavirus. At least 20 people die and over a dozen sustain injuries in a stampede during a church service at a stadium in northern Tanzania. Well, that's all that we have for this hour. Our next English News edition will be at 8 in the evening. You can also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a great time.